Reduce power consumption with current controlled drivers for solenoids. Texas Instruments has sponsored the following story. History of solenoids. Solenoids, a term coined back in 1827, are among the oldest electrical devices. They were first introduced when electricity was little more than a parlor trick. Pioneers realized that the magnetic field created by current in a coil could be used to perform useful work. This led to solenoids being used to convert electricity into linear motion. Soon, manufacturers began to produce solenoids, relays and motors, in quantity. Currently, valves, relays, and contactors all use electromechanical solenoids for their operation. Though the technology is old, there is always room for improvements. For instance, current control drivers for solenoids from Texas Instruments, feature improvements to reliability, miniaturization, precision, and energy conservation. Current control drivers for solenoids. The T-0289 is a current-controlled driver for 24-volt DC solenoids, while the T-0284 serves the same function for 230-volt AC applications. These current control designs can detect plunger movement into the solenoid coil. The plunger movement causes change in the magnetic field created by the solenoid. This movement is detected using Hall effect sensors that provide output voltages proportional to the magnetic flux density. T-0289 has an additional option to detect the plunger movement by sensing the current profile of the solenoid. The T-0289 and T-0284 solenoids can reduce power consumption, simplify usage, and enhance monitoring capabilities. Solenoid coils need more current only during actuation, and they need approximately 30% of their nominal current in steady state. Continuing to use this nominal current consistently, however, dissipates more power and raises the temperature. Therefore, the current control driver reference designs regulate the solenoid current and monitor the proper operation of the plunger. This in turn optimizes energy use. Traditionally, a solenoid coil is controlled with the general purpose I/POs of a microcontroller, MCU, through an external BJT or MOSFET. T's driving system, however, employs PWM to control the current waveform, which simplifies the analog-to-digital interface for many applications. The duty cycle of the PWM determines the average current through the coil and hence can regulate the current with a well-controlled waveform to reduce power dissipation. The overall schematic for the T-0284 is nearly identical to the T-0289 with exception to the voltage. Other features that are common to both current control drivers include middle-optimized power consumption, middle-an automatic switch from peak to hold the current at the end of plunger excursion, middle-an alarm signal in the event of faulty plunger movement, middle-compliance with the EN55011 Class A conducted emission limits, implementing current control drivers for solenoids. The support T provides to design engineers is noteworthy. For instance, reference documents called T Designs give a discussion of current control driver theory, methodology, and testing. This offers the designer an understanding of both the technology and the product. In addition, T offers a library of design/application documents, factory support, T Wiki, and a sponsored engineer-to-engineer online community. An example of the generous test data provided, in this case, a 4-channel plot of source current, fault indicator, and amplified solenoid current, appears below. With components such as those created by T, it isn't necessary to choose among characteristics that may seem contradictory, such as precision, reliability, and energy efficiency. Furthermore, the design attributes and support can help to reduce the time to market. Texas Instruments has sponsored this post. They have no editorial input to this post. All opinions are mine. Arnie Peskin.